If you are listening to this, you've probably been feeling off for a while. And so it is Bridget. I'm a board certified women's health coach. I have 5 kids of my own, ages 9 and under, so I totally get what you're going through. And you are the woman who gets things done. Like, you're the woman that people depend on, the one who always has it figured out. And lately though, like, even though you're showing up, you're doing the work, you're doing all the things, you feel like something has shifted. And that might look like you're snapping more than you used to. It feels like everything feels heavier than it should. Like, you are sometimes breaking down in your car or in your mudroom, and you're just like, God, why? Like, why? I'm doing all the things. Why? I'm so tired. When's it going to get better? And you lay down at night thinking like, why am I like this? Like, this isn't who I am. And you're so grateful, but you're also like kind of angry about like where things are right now. And so that's where you are. And first off, you're not alone. And second off, like, you're not imagining what you're going through. Something has changed, and it's not your capacity. It's your system. Your body is tired. Your identity has been stretched. Your faith is asking, like, God's asking for something deeper from you. And the way that you've been operating, that like high functioning, hold it together version of you, it simply can't keep going on this way. And first off, that's a good thing, because God did not make motherhood to ruin you. He made it to reveal you. And that revelation is uncomfortable, because it brings up everything you've managed to outrun for years. Okay. And so most women never hear that you don't feel like yourself, because your nervous system is operating in overdrive and it doesn't know how to settle back down. They just think that something is wrong with them. They think that they need to just do one more thing, buy that journal, do this therapy, do all these things, right? Oops, sorry. That's not actually what fixes anything. And I need you to hear this clearly. The version of you right now isn't the real you. It's the protective you. And over the next few episodes, I'm going to help you to really understand why your body is reacting the way that it is, why your old identity does not fit anymore, and what God is inviting you to pay attention to in all of this. So my goal with this private podcast series is to give you clarity, to give you language, to give you relief, and to really help you recognize the gap between who you are now and the woman God had in mind when he created you. But before we get there, I want to give you like something quick to implement, and not the typical like hand on your heart, take a breath thing that you've probably heard 100 times, although that is beautiful and it is super important. I want you to notice, or maybe just think back right now, what part of your day always triggers the same reaction in you? Like, not the big meltdown moment, like not like the big thing, but like the thing that every day you're like, I can't wait until bedtime, like counting down the hours, right? And like, think of that one. It might be dinner time. It might be bedtime. It might be the second you wake up. It might be the hour before your husband gets home. Like, whatever it is, pick a moment. You know that your body starts to really tense up. And when that moment happens today or tomorrow, whenever it is, instead of just trying to like stay calm, say to yourself, literally out loud, and I know you might be like, this is ridiculous, Bridget, but I promise you there's a biological reason for doing this. Literally say out loud, my body always reacts here and nothing is wrong. And leave it at that. Because most of the pressure you feel isn't from the moment itself. It's from believing you shouldn't react in the first place. And so when we remove that pressure, it gives your system room to settle. And when that system settles, you can start to show up differently without forcing anything. Okay. So do that today or tomorrow, depending on whatever moment you're in. Feel your feelings. It's okay. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about the identity that you've carried your entire life. Like, that part of you that is tired, the part of you that's been holding it all together. You're the good girl. You're the one who always has to like be positive and happy. And we're going to talk about why God is nudging you towards something different. All right. See you in the next episode.